This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Colson Barbish, Lansing Lugnuts video coordinator. Colson, what does that mean? What do you do for the Lugnuts?
Well, I take there's many different angles that we'll take, but take video of all of our own players, including take some scouting video of guys on other teams and also in other leagues. But my primary point of my job is to help our own guys be the best they can be and get all we can out of these guys that we've invested our Blue Jays future in.
Now, at the very start of a game, do you have a certain list of guys that you know you'd like to get video of?
Some nights, some nights I'm just taking as much as I can of everybody, but if there's something that we're working with a particular guy on if he's a hitter, maybe in his stance, any number of things in his stance, in his bat plane, his weight transfer, one of those many things that there is to being a hitter. But at the same time, if it's pitching, it could be a number of things in a pitcher's motion, and why he's not getting the results in the strike zone, or why he's missing on certain pitches, or if a breaking ball's flattened out some. So there's a number of different things.
What's your background? How did you get this position?
Oh man, I've worked in baseball for 6 years. So ever since I graduated college, how did I get the position? The first few years of working in baseball, I was doing working in minor league front offices. So that was for 3 years. And granted, that probably everything, every bit of experience helps. But directly, four years ago, I started working for the Hawaii Winter Baseball League. Lived year-round out in Hawaii for 3 years and worked for the league. I helped basically run the league for 3 years, and it was a great experience. Made a lot of great contacts out there, farm directors, scouts, players, coaches, managers. So that didn't lead directly to this. I worked last year for a company called Baseball Info Solutions, doing a lot of video scouting, defensive metric, kind of in this whole line of this new sabermetric work. Mm-hmm. Learned a little bit about that, as well as just seeing, I watched 8 to 10 hours of, it was Major League Baseball a day, breaking down Major League players. So that was, it was good, gain that evaluative eye, or start to gain some experience in that field. So, and then went to the winter meetings. There's a lot of people that are just like me. It's a competitive field these days. So, went to the winter meetings. Wrote as many letters as I could to anybody and everybody in Major League front offices, and had a good number of interviews. The Blue Jays, of which was one, and we got pretty serious, and it led to this. So it's been great.
So where do you see this all leading you? Where would you like to be, let's say, 10 years down the road?
Oh, I mean, I'd like to say Major League General Manager, but, I learn more as I work in the industry, and player development's one thing I'm particularly interested in. So, maybe not to say I still won't keep that goal of being a general manager, but, I'm in no rush, so learn as much as I can every single day. And maybe that's a director of player development. I'd like to continue to learn more about scouting and just, work my way up through the ranks. So.
Now, what have you learned from this season, this year with the Lugnuts, compared to what you've learned in the past? Have you grown this year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a big thing is being around a team, as practically almost 24/7. So, and not only are you learning, watching the same guys play every single day and knowing what they're working on behind the scenes and seeing how that translates, but so you learn a lot about coaching. We've got three great coaches on this staff, one of which is Sal being our manager. But also seeing the mindset of these guys and how they've grown mentally or unfortunately, some maybe not grown mentally, and also, on the field. How it's translated into results, either good or bad. So it's been a great experience all around this year, mainly a team aspect, has been very important.
You talked about which players that you've seen grown as this year has gone on. Can you spotlight anybody?
Yeah, primarily, and hey, it sticks out. I have to say, by far and away, the hardest worker on our team, and it's shown. Kevin Nolan hits the ball hard, line drive guy, but he's, be it in the gym, in the cage, wherever, he's gained some strength this year, and also, he conditions himself well. He knows what it takes to move on up, and not everybody can be a high draft pick. So he knows what he's in for, and he's working his butt off to get there. So him and he's just one that sticks out off the top of my head.
Any pitchers who stick out to you?
Yeah, who I've really enjoyed watching and seeing develop, and we've only had him for a short time so far, has been Egan Smith. He's got an aggressive mindset. He works to his strengths and pounds his own, keeps it. I mean, he rolls your ground balls. He knows what he has. He likes to use a changeup, good changeup. He'll continue to develop. I mean, he's got good work ethic, and he's got kind of that bulldog mentality. So I've really seen a lot out of Egan, so thus far.
Well, let's scout the rest of the minor leagues. I know that the Toronto Blue Jays have had you taking video of other players in this league, and they've also sent you to other cities. For example, they sent you to Double A. So aside from the Lugnuts, who are the finest prospects who you've been able to see in person this year?
Oh man, I've been on a few trips, that's aside from the ones we take as a team and the teams that we're playing against. Just came from Memphis the other day, and I'd say more than anything else, seeing Memphis was playing Omaha, Triple A affiliate of the Royals, and Mike Moustakas is, if you follow him, Double A monster. I mean, in the Texas League, and he was leading triple count categories down in Texas, and they moved him up to Omaha, play with the Triple A guys, and impressive. He hit his first Triple A home run when I was at the game the other night, and it was just a missile to right field, and it had a special sound off the bat. But not only that, he's got a good arm over at third. We'll see how he continues as he gets older, if he loses some of that athleticism over at third, and maybe has to. But as of now, I see him. He can play Major League third base, and he's got, legitimate, pull power, and he's going to be a good big leaguer.
I know that you watch the Blue Jays all the time. You keep in track of what's going on in the system and the Major League level. Forecast Toronto's future for me.
It's bright, man. We got a good, some changes were made at the upper levels, and that was before I came on. Late last season. Alex is, met him in spring training, but from everything you know about the organization, they're doing exceptional things so far. And they got the right idea. You got to build from within. You're competing in the American League East, which is arguably the best division in sports, maybe. And you're not going to compete with the Yankees in Boston by going out and high-priced free agents. So we had a really good draft, as you probably have. I don't know if you've chronicled that on there, but you got to build with arms, pitching and defense, if you ask me. It's great to stress our quality at bats too, but pitching and defense is very important. So we got some really good arms in this year's draft. A few guys at the Double A level between Kyle Drabek and Zach Stewart, and You got Chad Jenkins, who you saw earlier this year, Henderson Alvarez at single A with Dunedin. Our arms are pretty deep. And, the Blue Jays system was back in the 80s and 90s, it was one of the strongest, minor league systems. So we're getting back to that, and we're well on our way.
And finally, if you didn't work in baseball, what would you be doing?
Oh, man. I love the outdoors, so I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what it takes to maybe be park ranger, but it would be doing something out, maybe being a golf pro, but I'd want to be outside 20 all the time. So I don't like stuff being inside.
Colson, thank you very much for your time.
You got it, man.
Lansing Lugnuts video coordinator Colson Barbish. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Classic Hits 92X.